Part 2. Empirical. Death wasn't at all as he expected. He was aware of it for a start, even if that awareness was of a fragmentary, nebulous sort. His consciousness came and went in waves, drifting in and out on unfathomable tides. He sank and surfaced at the whim of forces he couldn't comprehend. All he could do was ride with them and hope that death wouldn't be like this forever. There was a surprising amount of pain, considering that his body no longer existed, lurking at the edge of his consciousness, like a reminder of something important he had forgotten. There were voices, too, and visions. They were harder to rationalize. Some were familiar, such as Proxy soothing him as he would a child. There was Darth Vader himself, urging him to embrace his fear, not fight it, and thereby become as strong as a mountain. Some of the visions were memories, such as of the time he had asked Proxy to chain him immobile in the dark and refused food or water until he had assembled a lightsaber lying in pieces before him, using only the Force. In endless loops, he felt his master's lightsaber burning through his stomach and the coldness of vacuum sucking the air from his lungs. Many of the visions, however, were of things he could not possibly have seen while alive, featuring people both familiar and unfamiliar in times and places he could not always pin down. He saw General Rom Koda in the control center of the TIE fighter factory over Nar Shaddaa. His eyes were undamaged, and his stance was straight-backed from his recent victory. Flanked by armed insurgents and surrounded by the bodies of dead stormtroopers, he snapped off his lightsaber and began issuing orders.
Lock down the command center and get that holoprojector up and running. Tell all squads to fan out and funnel any opposition toward us.
Yes, sir.
Insurgents began running in all directions.
General Koda! He's here!
Cried one. Koda quickly moved to where a flickering image had appeared on the newly activated holoprojector. It showed the approaching rogue shadow. On seeing it, the general smiled grimly.
So I've finally drawn you out of hiding.
He saw Kasdan Paratus pacing on his four metal limbs about the junk High Council chamber. The blank-eyed heads of his mannequins turned eerily to follow his progress.
No rest. No rest for any of us. Why can't they leave us alone?
He turned to face the mannequin of Master Yoda, as though the pile of droid junk had spoken.
Eh, my friend? What's that? Oh, yes, he stinks of Sith, all right. But what's he doing here now? Haven't I suffered enough?
He saw Shakti, deep in the fungal forests of Felucia. Shading her eyes, she watched the rogue shadow glide overhead, visible as little more than a distortion in the light. She frowned and looked down at a young Zabrak woman who stood nearby, also studying the approach of the starship with concern. Several Felucian warriors guarded them, restlessly watching the trees.
Darth Vader has found us?
Asked the girl, a hint of excitement in her voice.
Perhaps, Shakti answered her. Gather your belongings and go into hiding just as we've practiced. Do not return until I summon you.
He saw the past. That was what he assumed. He saw a sad-eyed young woman standing at a large bay window, looking out over a landscape of denuded forests. In the distance, a fiery line stretched up into the night sky, to a point in low orbit, where a cluster of tiny lights gathered. Somewhere nearby, an astromech droid cooed mournfully to itself. He saw a dirty and tattered man sitting in the corner of an enclosure that seemed made entirely of bone. A small halo lamp shone in front of him. His hands hung free, but his wrists were tightly bound by electronic cuffs. The stink of raw meat cloyed in the air, making him wrinkle his nose in disgust. He saw Darth Vader, his armored life support suit rent to the flesh beneath in a dozen places, standing in the wreckage of a mighty battle. Dead stormtroopers lay in pieces on the bloody floor, surrounded by fragments of shattered transparent steel and twisted metal. The apprentice's former master put a hand to his exposed temple, touched the scars visible there, and swayed.
He is dead,
Vader said with some difficulty over the damaged wheeze of his respirator. The Emperor stepped out of the shadows to stand at his side. Then he is more powerful than ever. The future? Or what might have been had he stood up to his master instead of giving in numbly as his entire life had been turned upside down? In his deathly state of semi-consciousness, the former apprentice couldn't tell. He could only watch as he would a blurry, fragmented holodrama, in the hope that at some point, perhaps when he had more of the pieces before him, the sense of it would start to emerge. He saw, somewhere not so far away, or perhaps at the farthest edge of the universe, Juno Eclipse was in pain.